Home is more important today than it's ever been. So if you're looking for the right place or trying to take advantage of those low interest rates with a refi, you should know that there's a nationally recognized mortgage originator right here in the Triad. Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation has been included in the top 200 loan originators in the country for 8 consecutive years. Providing personal service with experience, speed, and satisfaction is her number one priority. Trust Ashley to provide you with everything you need for a simple, rewarding home loan experience. And as a sponsor of the Triad Podcast Network, if you text or call Ashley at 336-575-9448 for your mortgage quote today, just mention the podcast, and upon receiving your quote, we'll send you a $25 local business gift card. 336-575-9448 to reach Ashley McKenzie Sharp with Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation. Ashley McKenzie Sharp, NMLS ID number 100776, is a licensed mortgage originator in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Florida. Fairway Independent Mortgage Corporation, NMLS ID number 2289, is an equal housing lender.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to another episode here on the Triad Podcast Network. We are doing our monthly community spotlight with our partners from the Ginther Group. Today, we are talking with Tanya Hart. She is with True Heart Farm. They're located in Davie County in Advance. And so, as we always do on these community spotlights, we love learning about awesome local businesses that we want to make sure that you are aware of, that you check out, and just learn about the people that are behind them that offer such great things to the people in our community. And again, this episode brought to you by our friends with the Ginther Group Real Estate. They're located in Winston-Salem. Tanya, how are you? Thanks for being on the show today.
I'm doing very well. I hope you are.
Yes, very well. Thank you. Tell us a little bit about the business, True Heart Farm.
Well, True Heart Farm, we're, as you said earlier, we're located in Advance, North Carolina, and we teach English saddle seat riding, and we use a breed, of course, called an American Saddlebred. So we teach lessons to littles starting at 2 years old, and we go all the way up to, we have a 70-year-old student. We also do birthday parties, camps, corporate retreats, mom's night out, just really a mother-daughter unicorn tea parties. We do all sorts of wonderful things at the farm.
Yeah. What about your background? How did you get into to your love of this type of outdoor living?
Well, I actually grew up on a farm, and then I was a surgical nurse for a while, and I retired from that and then did event planning. And when my daughter showed an interest in riding when she was 12, she decided that she wanted to make this her profession. And so my husband and I jumped all in, and we started True Heart Farm.
So this has been something that's been in your world, in your life for a long time, and you developed a love for it and through your family too. So, what are the joys that you get out of the farm life? What are the things that you really like about it that just say, you know what, this is a lifestyle that I want to be doing all the time, and I never want to get away from?
I think when you turn out off 801 and go down our drive, it's just a different world. It totally transports you to a place of peace and tranquility. Our farm animals are awesome. Our horses are magnificent, and they teach you so many things. And if you listen and you really watch, the horses and the animals actually talk to you, and they tell you how they feel and what's going on with them. And they're just really awesome. They teach kids to have self-esteem and self-confidence. They're great for your core strength. They teach the kids a sense of responsibility and love and paying it forward by taking care of animals. It's just a very loving, wonderful place to be.
Yeah. And so you said that in terms of horseback riding, there are things that people can do and enjoy no matter your skill level, right? No matter your age or your skill level. So let's start with somebody who's just trying it for the first time, and the atmosphere that you try to create for someone who just wants to do it and see if they like it. It might be a little scared when they first come in to try it, but what are they going to experience when they come in with that sort of skill level?
Regardless of your skill level for beginner, or maybe you're coming from another barn or you've been riding, we start from the ground up, which means we teach you everything about a horse. We teach you how to groom, how to clean their feet, what their body parts are, how to read their body language, what the tack is and how you use it. Mm-hmm. So we teach them those things. Every rider, regardless of skill set, starts there when they come to the farm, and they do that with their horse at every lesson. They tack, they know everything about their horse. We also incorporate equine yoga, and we use a lot of balance balls and other techniques to help strengthen our riders. We use positive reinforcement and redirection when we teach, so they're never a harsh word or anything that wouldn't be a positive experience for a rider, regardless of their skill set.
So we're entering the summer and the time of camps. Camps are always a big thing this time of year. And on your website, True Heart Farm, again, is the name of the farm. We're talking to Tanya Hart. It mentioned that you offer camps. So tell us about some of the camps, and is it too late for, if anyone wants to get involved with that, to find something, maybe a new experience or just something to enjoy while they're out of school?
Absolutely not. We have camps. We host camps each month. You have the option of booking a day, a week, or a few days. We make it pretty flexible for the moms. The children come and they ride in the morning when it's cooler. And then we do crafts and activities. We do games, water sports. We feed the animals. They get one time with our farm animals, and we teach some fun facts about them. They may help groom and feed as well. We also provide snack and lunch daily, so moms don't have to worry about packing up lunch boxes. And our camps are from 10 to 2. So they're a lot of fun. We have a great time at our camps.
Is there anything that kids, whether they're coming to camp or for something else, it could be a birthday party, Is there something that people tend to tell you or people on your staff that say, you know, this is the most positive feedback that we receive in terms of what is offered here? This is what people tend to enjoy the most.
I think they enjoy all aspects of the farm. In addition to the riding, when the children finish, they have the
that is authentic background noise. Yes, right there. I love that.
That really is.
That is not a sound effect. That is real sound.
Yes. And that is a peacock that you hear in the background as well. So not only do we have our horses and we do horseback riding, but every farm animal that is here, from our peacocks to our turkeys to our llamas, goats, chickens, pigs, our dwarf bull, every animal that's on the property other than our horses are all rescues that we have saved some situation. We are not a nonprofit, so we fund and care for these animals ourselves privately. There are close to 100 animals on our farm. So in addition to the children being able to ride and enjoy that, they also, when they get off the horse, they can run around the farm in a safe environment and enjoy the animals. Their parents can interact with the animals. So most people, I've heard that we're a very magical place, that we are a safe and loving place. And I've also been told that not only do we rescue animals, but we rescue people. So I love all three of those descriptions that I've heard from folks.
That is a great story. That really is. And you can hear your passion and your love for what you do and for the animals that are on the farm. So you and I got connected for this episode of our Ginther Group Community Spotlight through someone we both know. Her name is Neely. She's an agent with the Ginther Group. So tell us how the two of you are working together now in terms of what's next for the farm.
Well, we're actually looking for a new farm local to our area so that everyone, it's not a commute any further than it is to come to us now. We're looking for 25 to 60 acres. We have such big dreams of things that we want to expand and do for the children. So we're very excited about what we're doing and finding just the perfect location to do this, to accomplish this. We're on 12 acres currently, and we could do so much more and be so much more effective with helping animals and children by having more space.
That was what I was going to ask is what were the needs that you were trying to address in terms of looking for a new farm? And it looks like you need to at least double, if not more, the space.
Yes.
That you have.
Yes. And we plan to build a larger, and we currently have an interactive area for the children where it's a safety zone that they can go in, and everything is downsized to their size and they can enjoy the animals and interact with them. So we'd like to increase our interactive area. We want to put in some more playground areas for the children. There's just a lot of things that we would like to be able to expand. We want to teach the way we're set up currently, it is effective, but we would just, there's just so many ideas that we have. If we just had more land to do that.
Sure.
So we're very excited about the next chapter for us.
And how is that process going? I'm a novice when it comes to real estate, like buying or selling a home, in just my conversations with Blake and others from the Ginther group. But how does it work in trying to find what you're looking for in terms of that much space and what you need to truly maximize what you want to do at True Heart Farm?
Well, Neely's been great in really understanding and helping us to address our needs and understanding the type of land that we need, how we need it not to be so far out that it's more effort for established clients and future clients to get to us, making sure that the land's more flat as opposed to hilly for our animals, and making sure, you know, we've looked at land, and we've looked at land with a house or land with just a barn. So we've been very flexible, you know, with what we want to do. But she's been great with just trying to cover all the bases and show us everything that's available. And she's been really awesome with that.
Sure. Okay. Tell us where people need to look to find more information about you. You mentioned kind of where you're located right now, but online, on social media, what should people know about how to keep up with what you're doing?
If they go to our social media, to Facebook, they can follow us at True Heart. It's TRUEHART, True Heart Farm. And that's a great place to look at our events, to see what's going on at the farm, just upcoming events. You can also visit our website, TrueHeart.com. You can also go there, trueheartfarm.com, and look at us there. But the Facebook is a great place just to see what's going on day to day and just kind of getting a feel for, you know, what the happenings are at our farm. Mm-hmm. And you can also follow us on Instagram.
Oh, I'm sure there's amazing pictures that you can put on Instagram.
Yes.
A lot of great animal pictures that I'm sure will get people, put a smile on people's face. And you can see pictures on the website of folks that are really just having a great time. So a lot to do. We're interested in following your journey to hopefully getting some more space and a new location. And it was great to learn a little bit more about True Heart Farm. Certainly seems like one of the great jewels of our area and our community that would be an excellent place, if you haven't already, to take the family to enjoy a great day, or maybe more than a great day, maybe an entire week of camp or something like that. So, Tanya, we appreciate you coming on here and telling us a little bit more about True Heart Farm. And again, we're excited to follow your journey along.
Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate you taking the time to share our story. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for listening to this episode on the Triad Podcast Network. Our mission is simple: provide information, advice, and stories about the people and places that make the North Carolina Triad such a great place to be. You can find us by searching Triad Podcast Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you like to listen. If you like what you heard and want to support the show and those that contribute, we would truly appreciate a rating and review on your favorite podcast app. It helps spread the word along, as do your shares on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Triad Podcast. To get in touch with us, simply email info@triadpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
This is the Triad Podcast Network.